Peter's prelude to the Elemental Grace Alliance discourses. Dear beloved souls of light and love, welcome to a wonderful opportunity to assist in the expansion of love, wisdom, and power around the world, and within all of humanity, the elemental, devic, and angelic host kingdoms. Before I begin, I herewith call upon beloved Hercules and Amazonia to place your seal here within this book, to validate this auspicious beginning of God's design and plan through me. Would you do me this honor, please? Indeed, Peter, bless you. I, Hercules and Amazonia, with the power vested in us, in the name of the great central sun, Helios and Vesta, and in the name of beloved Jesus the Christ, and the I am presence of Peter and all, who shall participate within the creation of this Elemental Grace Alliance Council and its directives, herewith place this Christed seal as the Elohim Christed stamp for this project, that shall represent the will to do God's will. And so it is. Bless you, mighty Hercules and beloved Amazonia. We all know just how much this world is influenced today by the disasters, travesties, and chaos, both natural and man-made, that pervade our beloved Mother Earth. I have dedicated my life to do all I can to find resolutions and bring about some form of balance to all negative conditions, especially those whereby humanity, the general public, over 98% of humanity, are penalized physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually by those who would see themselves as more deserving than their fellow human family. The truth is, every man, woman, and child upon earth, regardless of race, color, or creed, irrespective of their beliefs or religious practices, are born equal in the eyes of God. Equally, I have known just how much human consciousness and actions of that consciousness has defiled beloved Mother Earth and humanity itself. But never, not really, have I understood the depth of what humanity has done to those who keep our planet and ourselves from disintegrating into oblivion. We as humanity, the whole of the human race, has not just exiled itself from love, light, and life, but even more so, the builders of form, those beloved elementals, nature spirits, divas, and angelic hosts, to such a degree that their lives, too, have become deeply entrenched and entangled within the misinformed and misapplied conscious and unconscious manifestations of mankind. I was so saddened and so overwhelmed when this realization came to me that I asked God, what could I do to help make this right? How could I assist in bringing back to humanity in these dear beings of God's creation a quality of life and freedom of spirit that we and they deserve? My experiences over nearly 40 years of study in the fields of metaphysics, ontology, earth energies, and quantum physics has finally taught me that to solve the problems of Earth and humanity, one cannot expect to attain any mutually beneficial results that rely on any heads of state or leaders within world governments, economic, health, or utility organizations, or religious groups. We have to take it upon ourselves to do this for ourselves. Compassion is no good on its own. It requires action. And without love and action, all the prayers and forgiveness and compassion in the world will actually have very little effect in the shorter term. While non-action continues through one's own inner heart connections with Source or God, what we deny ourselves the benefit of, we deny the world and everything in it, particularly those who are responsible for the maintenance and sustenance of our lives most of all. With this understanding, I took it upon myself to enter this love in action and decided to formalize my request directly with my I Am Presence God. No sooner had I put forward my soul's specific and refined desire to know the way forward, beloved God within me, impressed upon my mind, a thought that I could not deny, not for a second. It came in quite overwhelmingly, and with what I can only describe as a power that got my attention, and without question, I responded instantly. So with this, I decided to acknowledge the thoughts that I received, and then handed it all back to God, with a carefully constructed invocation, that I would be honored to serve this idea and plan within God, His, her, full guidance and direction. It took several years of setting the foundations and getting my thoughts and feelings together before I really set myself to the task. I knew how to proceed in accordance with universal law, and so when I could not rally any other human being to join me, to help me, to support me in a way, with a commitment to this idea and plan, Spirit finally said to me. The Elemental Grace Alliance is in its readiness to continue immediately. It cannot wait for anyone any longer who cannot give absolute commitment to it. Take the reins, dear one. You have not forced anything as requested thus far, and allowed those whom felt the call to respond as they saw fit, in accordance to the law of free will, and now we ask that you proceed as you are once again being inspired to do. I knew I had to go this alone. These series of discourses with a cosmic high Christ council that I initiated or created from the hierarchy of this great central sun, solar system, is just the beginning, the initial stages for an even greater plan by God through us human beings to find eternal peace upon planet Earth and within the hearts of all of humanity. This journey is not for everyone, but if you find this book or ebook in front of you, know that your I Am presence has led you to it for a reason. That reason shall be your mission to discover its truth for you through your own link, through love and action with your Creator. Discernment here is your greatest tool within the new cosmic consciousness of the new seventh golden age that we are now fully embedding in. In the book Brotherhood, A Call to Service by Joseph Benner, God says, when a message comes containing an opportunity for real service and disclosing a real plan and a real work for the helping of your brothers, not some vague, high-sounding ideal, but a definite practical work that your soul recognizes and your heart leaps toward in glad response. Know that such response is my voice calling you to the work I have been preparing you for, and you need not question or doubt, for your soul commands you to obey. But if there is no glad response in your heart, not even a faint voice there, calling upon you to investigate, as there may be something in this for you, and instead there is only a coldness and an entire lack of interest, know that that message is for others and that that particular work is not for you, for you could be of no assistance, not being ready for such work as yet. But if hearing, and at first thus happily responding, if but for a moment before doubts crowd in and from outer sources come advice and argument, criticism of that particular work or of the way it came to you, or of the messenger who brought it, fast smothering the urge in the heart still trying to hold your attention, know that I am but trying and testing you to see if you are as yet ready for the work which I always have awaiting my proven and faithful servants, to see if I can use you to awaken and prepare my other children so I can unfold my nature in them that they can feel me as the love in their hearts and can thereby hear my voice there and know I am their higher and real self and that I am calling them also, anxious to lead them forth into the new day. I know that this book may feel like it is all about me, but it is not. It is about the salvation of the whole of humanity. I am just the messenger who has been asked to share my personal, impersonalized experiences, so others may relate to it more easily than not. This has been impressed upon me throughout much of my solo spiritual endeavors around the world. Walk in silence and share in peace. Spirit has, over the years, constantly reminded me to keep records and transcripts of my spiritual journeys, as one day they will assist others to step more firmly upon their own inner paths of self-guidance and realization. I continue to do so, but something is changing now, and I am being asked now to reveal many new insights that I have received so that humanity can become more conscious of and thus begin to implement the information into their own lives for a greater quality of life and freedom of spirit. I am not one for any limelight and have always stood behind the curtains of spirituality, so to speak, but I sense that God is now asking something more of me. Speaking of sharing, I wish you to know this. The work of the Elemental Grace Alliance shall be made available, free of charge to anyone who cares for it. I shall send anyone who asks in ebook format this literary information. It can be then used by anyone who feels its value and support and deem that sharing it further afield would without doubt be mutually beneficial and for the greatest good of all concerned. I shall also produce a book, a paperback, and hopefully a hardback, because if there are any out there like me who likes the feel of a physical book in their hands, then there will be one made available. These will obviously require payment for the book, packaging, and posting, with a small amount to assist the financial requirements to meet the expansion of this project. God has made it clear to me of His, her desire here by making this statement. These are my words, and it is my desire to have them made available for all of my children. Yet it is your choice to do so or not. I created the word for I am the word. It is only the human personality that claims ownership and the right to use them for their own selfish gain and vain acknowledgement. My words are free for all to use, regardless of their perceived origin or whose mouth they come forth, for I am the origin of all creations, all thoughts, all languages, all words, and all manifestations. Man has always claimed my creations as his, her personal domain, but this is a false proclamation and one that holds no value, no substance, and no truth in my impersonal life. And so, by offering all information free via ebook or website, I will also make available hard copies so people who choose to have them as an alternative may obtain them in this format also. In this way, I may raise some money for the cost to keep this project ongoing. This project will need private and public support to raise funds, and without payment for information or services, other forms of income or remuneration will most definitely be needed to be found, certainly in the short term, perhaps through donations or contributions from those who see the true value of this project and the information shared. Whatever transpires, I will have trust and faith that God will provide in all areas, the resources, financial, personal help, hardware and computer programs, and whatever else is required to spread the word and assist in the creation of gatherings and the new Christ councils that shall come from this. There is a word in the Maori language, koha, which means energy exchange of the heart. It can take many forms, and money is just one of them. This plan of God shall need funds to maintain and expand its design, so your loving koha offering would be gratefully received. If anyone feels within their heart the call to bestow a koha blessing toward the Elemental Grace Alliance project or its new partnering Narayana Joya Kasha Radiation Temples project, explained within the last series of discourses, I would be very grateful for your generosity in receiving such a gift. It will all go towards keeping this divine plan in operation, catering for all the developments, needs, resources, and its progressive expansion for the greatest good of all concerned. If you would like to receive a free ebook, if this is the physical book you are reading, and/or to receive my newsletters, please drop me an email from within the contact pages of the websites called ElementalGraceAlliance.com, CosmicChrist.academy, IamOneWorldNation.com. If anyone has any thoughts, feelings, or higher information that they may feel they would like to share or would help either of these projects, I am very open to receive. Please email at egaadministration@protonmail.com. Another aspect that has been truly emphasized within this alliance experience is that about the difference between teaching and educating. I am an educator in this sense, but for you to more deeply comprehend this as you walk so much closer to your I Am presence, here is what has been said by Helios in the third series of discourses that would be very wise to hold as the foundation for all the information presented within this ebook book. Making mistakes is not something to fear. Not making choices is the greatest mistake of all, yet still not to be feared, just to be aware of the reasons why choices are not entered into. Students, as they are so often called, are never students in this sense of education. This is where the perceived teachers have not quite understood their roles. Not from the spiritual sense and the reminding processes of remembering the God I am within. We speak here of earth teachers and not those of the master realms. Real teachers of God are educators, not teachers or trainers. There is a big difference between a teacher and an educator. This is such a misunderstood concept, both on the part of the spiritual teacher and that of the so-called spiritual student. The only real teacher in this world is the one within you, the God I am, the I am presence, the Christ Jesus within you. There comes a time in the life of all human beings when God desires them to know their own definitive, I am individualized, impersonal plan and purpose. God wishes each one to become a co-creator with Him and not a co-worker with those who consciously portray the relationship of teacher and student. This can only result in resistance and misdirection on some level, and in so doing, once again placing the effects of limitation in front of both parties. The reality is, there is no such thing as teacher and student. This is a differentiation that separates and segregates unity consciousness. There are no students and no teachers, just experiential interactions that allow information and energy to pass between each other, that assists in the recall of memory of what is already known within the soul. If a memory is triggered, then the interaction has been achieved. If not, then the same topics of interaction will have to be entered into once again and will continue until the truth is self-realized and not teacher declared or acknowledged for you. The true teacher is impersonal, passing on information and offering wonderful guidance and direction that makes the heart sing. The difference is, these teachers do not see you as a student, but as an equal and will tell you so. There will be no differentiation between you, and they will not charge for their words or services in sharing what is God's alone to give. The charging is a very clear way to determine the underlying energies that bolster the offerings of help and the purity of giving. This again is a very confused area when it comes to the exchange of money for services, and one that indeed we could offer more insight within another form. It is only the personality that places itself between the divisions of student and teacher, and until these can successfully be removed, the real teacher cannot come forward. The real I Am Presence cannot declare its own sovereignty to God, Him, herself. To become the I Am Presence and allow God's will to lead you, one must truly know themselves on all levels. How they think, why they think. They must know their human strengths and their human weaknesses, their limitations and tendencies to do this or that. Until this is achieved with such clarity, these misconceptions will play out, and that can only lead to further delays and resistances upon the ladder of ascension. Humanity cannot afford any further delays. Can you, dear souls, relate to this information? I wish to admonish this further, so that each one can be more mindful of their position in relationship to their own individualized sovereignty. When you associate yourself with another human being, whether you are following their teaching, calling, or using their name, you are tying yourself energetically to that person, company, program, endeavor, group, or organization. Look at the religious groups around the world and see how this works. Yet it also operates in much more subtle ways that one must fully become aware of also. In this case, you are not fully aware of this truth of being a God-free soul. Allow me to say that you are giving your attention to that person, group, etc., and thus giving it your energy, and in doing so, you are diminishing your own sovereignty. There is more to read relating this topic, but for now, simply allow this precedent to overlight your experiences as you read on. Last but certainly not least, I am being guided to create Christ Councils of 12 around the world. So if you feel you would like to partake in such a group or to receive more information about these councils, please let me know. Symbolically speaking, I have placed within the Alliance's logo the symbol of God, the circle with a dot in the center of it, referring to the infinite and eternal life of all of God's creations. So the title of the book, The God Awakening, could also read The Christ Awakening or even The Christ Council Awakening. To symbolically represent all three titles in one, the Father, Mother, the Son, Daughter, and the Holy Spirit I Am Presence of human beings. I have created the logo to look like a sun, our solar sun, or the great central sun. But if you were to expand it, you will see that the rays turn into 12 golden chairs, and the dot is the golden planet that we all live upon. The 12 seats represent those who will sit as the council representatives, whoever they may be at the time. Metatron shared this with me. I am Metatron and extend to you, my brother, warm greetings of love and light. Peter, you are now moving into position for some very important work for humanity and us. We are now ready to respond in a way we have never done in the past, and this opening shall be the first of many. It is vital that you know the depth of importance for this, for soon we are going to be acknowledged by your governments, and this means that it is time to interact on so many new levels for humanity as a mass consciousness. This awareness is now ripe, and although we do see some minor glitches that will occur by those whom will not wish to believe, we know that the representatives who will follow through with our live contacts will assist us greatly during the initial periods. So please move swiftly now as we wish to set these new plans into motion. We shall fill you in on all the requirements and intentions on our part, and you shall be told of what shall be required of you. You are ready to do this. You are in a most favorable position. All you need to do now is to open this live transmission template when you feel the moment inspired and be ready for the next steps to manifest. We bid you health and well-being and shall speak again soon. Beloved Shekinah of the High Council of Elohim, through my colleague Mel, says this about the new Christ Councils. The human angel circles, or Christ Council, can now accomplish great steps forward to achieve the foci of human yearning and endeavor, bringing God's love and God's truth to the surface, realms of human thought and belief. The Christ consciousness now has a center of focus, activation, and stabilization that has successfully bridged the chasm between the higher and lower realms, as above, so below, and as below, so above. The pulsing radiance of you all is a joy to behold by all of us in the higher vibrations. There are prime processes within the universal laws of creation. All large and small-scale evolutionary developments begin at a single point of focus, a thought, word, or idea, that expands rapidly outward to self-replicate and thus achieve radical changes and developments. Bringing together two or more human beings co-creates an energetic of possibility, which will indeed lead to the unexpected and successful change in the fabrics of your realities. Such a development would not have been conceivable, let alone achievable, without all the wonderful love light energy being anchored now by so many starlight seeds. Beloved children of God, dare to look outside of what was and dream of that which you desire to be. Then go and live it. These councils will be imperative for the search of unconditional solutions and resolutions to all problems relating human interaction with each other and Earth. To achieve any solution to any problem, first you must let go and let God. No personality can be included in the seeking of truth. No ego or any thoughts that support self-gain or self-aggrandizement can be present during such discourses. Intentions must be the purest of heart and only for the greatest good of all concerned, in grace, harmony, balance, and unconditional love. It is this simple fact that will guarantee success of the objective. To all who may find these words placed before them, know that this ebook or book has found its way to you in accordance with the law of attraction and synchronicity to provide further awareness toward your divine higher alignment and purpose. God desires you to know and feel something more deeply profound about and within yourself, so you may further travel with a lighter and more peaceful heart along this, your beloved conscious spiritual journey of light and love, so as to activate your eternal freedom. This sharing is just a stepping stone to the potentials of new awareness now available to humanity, not only to work and co-create in harmony with the Elohim, angels, devas, elemental and nature kingdoms, but also to truly understand what it is like to live within the presence of the universal Christ consciousness, while still managing and providing for the everyday necessities of maintaining the balance of one's family and life requirements. But it will take love and action. Make no mistake about that. If your heart is quickened by the words thus far, may this sharing of my own personal experiences assist and contribute in some productive and creative way to yours. There is something here that God desires for you to know. I pray that trust in your higher self leading you here shall discover what God desires for you, and that it will unfold gracefully, harmoniously, and in the most miraculous of ways, as it continues to do so for me. Constantly, we are being given everything we need to change the matrices of human thought forms for a brand new experience upon Earth. My heart's intention for this sharing is to give support to the rediscovery of the coming together of God's Elohim, angels, devas, elemental and nature kingdoms, with humanity's full conscious awareness with direct interaction through self-realization. I believe God's desire for me has led me to create this space for humanity and the elemental builders of form, where humans, the Elohim, angels, and devas, the elemental and nature kingdoms can live and co-create together again within an integrated consciousness of holy union and unified oneness. Without this integration and assimilation of harmony and the other intrinsic qualities and virtues of beauty, grace, balance, abundance, wisdom, power, and heavenly peace, just to name a few, this cannot be made manifest. The aim here is to find a way to create a new awareness between heaven and earth for the greatest good of all concerned. I wish to create a bridge of friendship, or a friendship bridge, to that purpose, the purpose of a divine balance that fosters a beautiful team spirit between heaven and earth. Not in a million years could I ever have expected to receive so much loving and undivided assistance from the universal cause of love, light, and life. Omega and Alpha are the I Am Presence, our God of the great central sun, and as this place resides in us, we are one and the same. Omega shares this with us. Grace and mercy abound in the grace of the Word, the Shekinah, beloved ones, the mighty power of the Mother's flame, and of Shakti of God. By the grace and mercy, then, you are able to come to the secret place of your God and to do so on a regular basis, daily. To do so will strike unto you a tenderness so rare you could hardly find a harsh feeling or a harsh word thereafter. So wondrous, so loving is the presence, and so much love will you find in that place, where the threefold flame burns so brightly. Alpha shares this. Receive our prodigal children, our kiss of peace, and know, though you may feel far away from me, know that I am near, even at the door of your heart, knocking with the eternal gift of life, with each heartbeat, and I am determined that you who desire to do our eternal will shall not fail. Bless your I Am Presence for bringing you here, dear soul. Bless you and your loving life being shared with your soul families. Bless you and all that you embrace upon your remaining journey. I am we are upon this journey together. May peace be your guiding light, love and life. Yours lovingly, Peter. P.S. Just to let you know that the images and photos in the ebook shall be in full color along with the text, and the book simply in black and white due to the cost factors of publishing full color. Sorry about that.